You're listening to SBS News.
Cristiano Ronaldo has made World Cup history this morning by becoming the first player to score at five different World Cups. He's now scored in every edition of the tournament since 2006. His goal was the first of three for Portugal, who captured a win over Ghana in their World Cup opener.
It's Ronaldo!
It was a tough, scoreless affair up until Ronaldo's conversion from the penalty spot, before the last half hour of the game produced a flurry of goals. Shortly after, Andre Ayew prodded home a goal to restore parity for Ghana in the 73rd minute. Although, that didn't last long. Portugal recaptured their lead in the 78th minute, when João Félix scored, before the freshly substituted on-field Rafael Leão made it 3-1 just 2 minutes later. Ghana then snatched a goal back in the 89th minute, Osman Bukhari heading home a goal at the far post. In one of the toughest matches of the tournament so far, nearly 10 minutes of additional time was then played, during which the two sides traded blows to no avail. Ghana attacker Andre Ayew says he was impressed with his team's resilience today, while also looking forward to rectifying proceedings in their next match.
So I always believe that we can always come out of difficult situations. Close to it today, we nearly came out from a tough one. But we know that when we do such mistakes versus a team like Portugal, you pay it cash. But we're quite solid, we showed a lot. We need to stay calm, go home, relax, correct what we did wrong, and increase our performance on the next game.
The victory now places Portugal at the top of Group H. Over in Group G, a duo of goals from Richarlison ensured Brazil a 2-0 victory over Serbia. The two sides played out a scoreless first stanza, leaving the match at 0-0 by half-time. Brazil continued to press, and by the 55th minute, Neymar misconnected with a volley, spraying it a yard wide of the post as they continued their search for goals. In the 62nd minute, Richarlison netted his first goal, hammering home a goalkeeper deflection from close range. He then backed that up in the 73rd minute with a stunning bicycle kick goal.
Vinicius Junior, and it's called up by Richarlison. It has been coming. He's hardly had a touch, but he's got the vital touch here. Here goes Vinicius Junior again. Richarlison! Oh! Pick that one out. First one routine, second one remarkable.
Earlier in the day, in the other Group H encounter, nothing could separate Uruguay and Korea Republic, who played out a competitive nil-all draw. Uruguay created two close opportunities to score, both of which struck the woodwork, a Diego Godin header in the 43rd minute, as well as Federico Valverde's long-range misfire into the crossbar in the 89th minute. The South Koreans were sharp from the opening whistle, and they frustrated Uruguay, but did not create many clear-cut opportunities, the best falling to Hwang Wi-jeou, who fired a shot over the bar in the first half. Korea Republic head coach Paulo Bento says his side will benefit from the hard-fought draw against the more fancied opponents.
A difficult game, as we predicted, against a very good team, a strong team. A team that I think that showed a good respect for our team as well. In general, I think that is a fair result with a balanced game, and it's also a good result for us.
In the other Group G match, Switzerland striker Brel Embolo powered his side to a 1-0 victory over Cameroon earlier in the day. He scored the only goal of the match in the 48th minute. Mbolo swept home a Sherdan Shaqiri cross to break the nil-all deadlock in the opening minutes of the second half, after Switzerland had battled to contain the African side in the first half.
And Mbolo is there and buries the chance! And no celebration! Brel Mbolo scores against against the nation of his birth. And Switzerland, second best for so much of the first half, find their way in front.
Mbolo kept a pre-tournament promise of not celebrating the goal. Instead, smiling and raising his hands as a gesture of apology soon before his teammates rushed to support him. He pointed to the Swiss fans at the end he scored, before pointing to the Cameroon fans at the other end of the ground. Post-match, Cameroon head coach Rigobert Song said he was happy and proud for his adversary striker Mbolo, calling him a little brother. He added that his side will continue to believe, despite the difficulties they now face in Group G.
It's a disappointing feeling. We should have done better. But, you know, football at this elite level is won and lost in the finer details. Today we had one lapse in concentration and had a goal scored on us. The next matches are going to determine our destiny in this World Cup. We'll continue to keep our heads up and believe anything is possible.
Tonight's action sees both Group A and B kick off their second allotment of matches. The two unbeaten sides in Group A, the Netherlands and Ecuador, will square off overnight for the rights to go to the top of their group. England will look to continue their dominant form after thumping Iran 6-2 and continue a pursuit to better their fourth place result in the last World Cup. They take on the United States early tomorrow morning. Before that, though, Wales will play Iran tonight before Qatar play host to Senegal.